Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martinson. I'm pleased to be joined by our U.S. Congressional Representative out of Iowa's 3rd District. He represents Guthrie and Adair counties, as well as plenty others here in the state of Iowa. David Yon, we're going to be talking about a few things today, including some town halls that he's going to be announcing, and he will be coming around the different counties to speak with constituents and residents here about concerns and issues that they may have. So, David, thanks for joining us today.
You bet, and it's great to be with you. And I do look forward to the town halls every year, and it's exciting to start them off here in January. And I'll be in Panora in Guthrie County on January 23rd at Veterans Auditorium. That's a Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And it's just a great time to get out and about and talk to folks and hear their concerns. And, you know, I learn a lot from them because the big issues that we deal with in Washington, I want to know what the district is talking about and know how to answer some of the big concerns out here when we're dealing with these things. And so I want to be the voice for Iowa.
Well, as we get into January and into the new year, we have some of those issues and concerns that are rising up. One thing I want to talk about in particular is the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is kind of subject to maybe being discontinued. And you're working on maybe providing an extension for that.
Well, there's no way that we're going to let this stop. I've been on the floor of the House giving speeches on the importance of Children's Health Insurance Program, the 85,000 Iowans that rely on this program for their health care. We need to act. We need to act now. We need to take it out of partisan politics or any kind of political brinkmanship, and we need to make sure that we deliver for Iowa's families. Unfortunately, we've just been doing some, you know, two-week to two-month mini extensions of the CHIP funding. We need a five-year extension to provide that funding and that certainty for Iowa families. Our kids deserve it, and this program is effective, and we need to make sure we have a long-term solution for this issue. We're going to deliver. Unfortunately, it's taking too long.
As we get into each new year, we look at new budgets, and you mentioned the programs that need to continue. Any other programs you're looking at that you want to make sure continue and get extended?
Well, we've also been pushing for an extension of our community health centers. Very, very important, the community health centers that are dotted throughout the 3rd District and throughout Iowa. Great health care that's provided for folks who need it in a timely manner. And so that's an issue that I'm pushing as well with my colleagues. It's bipartisan as well. And so we're really banging on, you know, leadership to get this on the calendar, to get this done in an effective and efficient manner. You know, we have also passed many extensions of this, but we need a long-term solution to this. Then we're going to come up with the Farm Bill. And the Farm Bill is very, very important to agriculture, very, very important to the rural economy in Iowa. And we want to make sure that we get that done this year, give our producers, our ranchers, our farmers the certainty that they need to fulfill what they do every day, both in terms of their work and their dreams as well, carrying on the heritage and family legacy of agriculture in Iowa.
Yeah, you mentioned the Farm Bill, which is a great segue into another topic I wanted to discuss. You were talking about trade right around the time that President Trump addressed the Farm Bureau Convention. What are you looking at here as we get into the first month of the year as far as trade and farm bills are concerned?
Well, I was pleased to see President Trump address live the American Farm Bureau, their national convention. And that hasn't been done by a president since President George Herbert Walker Bush back in the early 90s. And so the president spoke of his commitment to rural Iowa, to rural America, but we need to make sure that he follows that up with action, and action is needed. And, you know, trade is something that is vital for Iowa, for rural America, for the heartland. I understand the president has some misgivings about trade, and we all want to make sure that our trade agreements are strong, they're fair, they're enforceable, and they benefit the United States of America. I'm okay with him negotiating NAFTA, but if we scrapped NAFTA, that would be disastrous to our agricultural economy. And so farmers, ranchers, producers, rural Americans need to send the message, keep the pressure on this administration, as well as myself and colleagues on both sides of the aisle, to make sure that we expand our markets. We've got the best goods and services in the world. We just need markets.
And you mentioned NAFTA would be disastrous if the president removed that provision. Any specific effects it may have on local Iowans here in Guthrie and Adair County if those provisions are removed?
Well, you look at, you know, where Mexico is the number one importer of American corn. I mean, that would be disaster if we lost that large a market, or if there are some hiccups in there. That would be disastrous. And so we need to make sure that we keep those markets open. Can we look at these sectors within NAFTA? Sure. We can look at them, maybe renegotiate them, but we cannot scrap this. We can always look for a better deal, but just to get rid of it would not be helpful.
Speaking of the president, he recently passed his sweeping tax reform legislation. Got me thinking about small businesses and how they're opening up every day and how that might impact them. We had a bakery just open up here in Stewart, and looking at them in perspective, what's this tax reform legislation going to do to a business like that?
Well, we have to remember that our small businesses are the backbone of our economy. Close to 80% of all the workers out there are working for small businesses, and they provide great services in rural Iowa. What we deliver to the American people in terms of tax relief with this tax bill, they're going to be able to lower their tax rates, so they'll be paying less to the federal government and being able to keep more of their hard-earned dollars, invest that into their small business, grow their small business, maybe hire more people, and you know that's always good to put more people into the workforce. And so, as well, just as an individual, you know, we're going to, for their family, double their standard deduction to $24,000 if they're married. If they're single, that's $12,000. If they have children, we're doubling their child tax credit. We just want to make sure that we recognize the importance of small business in America, of the entrepreneurs, the people out there sweating and working hard every day, and make sure that they're rewarded and be able to keep more of their hard-earned dollars. And so that's what we did there. And there's a lot of great benefits out there for not just small businesses, but larger job providers and job creators, as well as just the hardworking individual out there who's been really squeezed, working paycheck to paycheck, sometimes two or three jobs, getting to keep more of their hard-earned dollars to make the decisions for themselves, for their families, to do what they want to do with the money that they're saving and that they're going to see increase in their paycheck.
Excellent. Once again, that's U.S. Congressman David Young joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. David, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.